This recording,
St. Kitts and Nevis
1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, packed up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in the dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that each goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I cannot imagine paying so much. But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Well, me growing up in Sandy Point when I was a youth, well, it was a nice area. The ghetto people, them as me, friends them around. We used to always go to school at first. When we come from school, I had my little homework to do, like sweep up the yard, wash dishes, which in me and my sister really had like an exchange. This week is my to wash the dishes, and next week is her time, and this week, the other week will be like sweep the yard and, you know, different things. So what I used to do is when I finish school, I come home, do what I have to do, and then I go on running up and down with my friends. Sometime when you see sugar crop on, we used to go get one letter and just go together and just go look cane, peel cane. If mango in, we go look mango. any food that ripe, we always go and we go and look for them, come back, even to sell mangoes. That's what we used to do just to make a little dollar, selling mangoes, you know?